From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mitch Leegan. The Missouri Senate is weighing a bill that would revoke the governor's ability to appoint and remove people at will from state boards and commissions. It would require the governor to notify the Senate in writing of any appointments made while the legislature is not in session, bar appointees from being sworn in until the Senate has been notified, and bars the governor from withdrawing appointees if he doesn't like their decisions as board members. Otto Fagen of the Missouri National Education Association testified in favor of the bill today before a Senate committee.
The process for the appointment should be by the governor with the advice and consent of the Senate. From our perspective, Senate Bill 794 comes in and really clarifies and stabilizes that process.
The governor's office has not responded to requests for comment on the bill. Columbia's Commission on Human Rights is suggesting updating the city code, KBIA's Noah Taborda reports.
The City of Columbia Commission on Human Rights met yesterday to review the possible addition of new protected categories. Protected categories shield citizens from being discriminated against for reasons such as race, religion, and sexual orientation. The commission agreed to send a memo to City Council proposing up to 6 new categories, including receipt of government assistance and refugee status. Zach Rubin is the chair of the Human Rights Commission. He says these categories will provide new city-based protections against discrimination.
These would be additional categories for which someone could seek restitution if they are on the receiving end of discrimination, that they could do that at the city level because we would have those protections.
Rubin will draft the memo and City Council will decide whether to act at a later meeting. Noah Taborda, KBIA News.
The Missouri House has given initial approval to a bill that requires both parents be informed when a minor is seeking an abortion. The bill would expand Missouri's current law that requires the written consent of only one parent or guardian before girls younger than 18 can have abortions. The bill would require the consenting parent to provide written notice to the other parent or guardian, but wouldn't require the consent of that second parent. Similar proposals have received House approval in the past, but couldn't clear the Senate. This year's bill will need a second House vote before moving on to the Senate. Missouri Democrats are jubilant after capturing a Missouri House seat that Republicans have held since 2011. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more.
Rebus captured the 97th House District, which primarily takes in parts of northern Jefferson County. It was a win that made headlines across the country and prompted a congratulatory statement from Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez. Rebus, though, says its win was not about a national backlash over President Donald Trump. Rather, he says people in his district are upset over the Missouri legislature's pursuit of anti-union bills.
It wasn't about, you know, the governor scandals. They really weren't even talking about, you know, President Trump. It was concerns over attacks on the labor community, and it was concerns about attacks on our public education system.
Republicans won 3 other state house special elections on Tuesday. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri's top election official is asking lawmakers to overhaul the initiative petition process by charging fees to file them and verify collected signatures. An initiative petition is a citizen-generated ballot issue. Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft proposed a $500 fee to file an initiative petition, but it would be refunded if enough signatures are collected to put the issue on the ballot. Ashcroft also wants to collect a fee of 40 cents per signature. The fee would help cover administrative costs of verifying those signatures and would only apply if people collecting the signatures are being paid. Opponents of the overhaul say the changes are unconstitutional because they limit citizens' ability to create change in state government. I'm Mitch Leegan, KBIA News.